very, very famous story of the Good Samaritan. And in fact, of all the stories that Jesus told, probably the most famous one is this one. You could ask almost anyone, a Catholic, a Christian, a non-Christian, a non-believer, you could ask almost anyone, what is a Good Samaritan? And they would know this refers to the story this morning. And it's interesting. Sometimes we hear this story and we think, oh, I know that story and I get the point. But there might be a little subtlety in this that we could miss. First of all, if you notice in the translation that we read, it says there was a scholar of the law. If you remember back to your youth, it used to say there was a lawyer who questioned Jesus. But the translator decided to change that because they said, oh, those American, modern Americans, when they hear the word lawyer, they think of a fellow who goes to court to defend you or accuse you. And that's not what was at Jesus' time. In Jesus' time, a lawyer for the Jewish people was a scholar, a Bible scholar. He was called a lawyer because, being a Hebrew Bible scholar, he studied the Torah. And of course, the Torah is the law of God. And as a Bible scholar, he knew what was in those five books very, very well, and he could interpret what was in those books. So this Bible scholar comes up to Jesus, who is, he has no credentials. He's a wandering preacher from a little tiny town in the Galilee. This scholar is saying to himself, what does this man know about the Bible? He has no formal training. So he confronts this traveling preacher who's proving to be very, very popular. And he gives him a test. It says here, he stood up to test Jesus. And he gives him a test, and the test seems so simple. He said, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And every Jewish person at the time of Jesus would know the answer to that, because it's right in their most popular scripture, in the Torah. And they took a part of the Torah and repeated it three times a day. It was called the Shema. And that told them how they were to live for eternal life. And so Jesus says to the scholar, you want me to explain what you have to do for eternal life? You're the scholar. What is written in the Torah? And besides, and how do you interpret that? So the scholar gives the obvious answer. He quotes the Shema, that daily prayer. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind. That comes from the book of Deuteronomy. And then, and your neighbor as yourself. That comes from the book of Leviticus. There's the answer. And Jesus simply says, well, you're right. That's the answer. That's the obvious answer. But then the Bible scholar says to Jesus, well, I have another question for you. And he asked Jesus a strange question. He said, who is my neighbor? Well, it's right there in the book of Leviticus. And Jesus says, tells him a story. Jesus has Irish blood in him. He answers a question by telling a story. And he tells this story. But in the process of telling the story, he does something very, very strange. Because Jesus, even though he's a wandering preacher without formal education in the scriptures, he knows that book of Leviticus. And that book of Leviticus says something very strange. It says you are to love your neighbor as yourself. That's beautiful. But it goes on. And it says in that, you are to love your neighbor as yourself. You are never, ever to take vengeance or bear any grudges against your neighbor, who is the sons of your own people? Oh, so they're defining neighbor as a member of your family, your clan, your tribe, your country. In other words, these are all Israelites. That's the definition of neighbor. And this lawyer knows that Jesus said something once that disturbed him. He knows that Jesus said once, love your enemy. Well, the enemy is anyone outside that family, that tribe, that nation. And therefore, why would you love them? You have no obligation to love them because they're not your neighbor. So he says to them, just says to Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story. And it's this very simple story. There's a man who has been robbed and he's lying half dead in the street. And notice, it's a man, a person. It doesn't say he's Jewish. It doesn't say he's Roman. It doesn't say he's Greek. It doesn't say what he's a human being. There's a human being in the street. And a priest passes by. Those priests. You know, the priests are supposed to be holy. And he passes right by on the opposite side. And then a Levite comes along. And a Levite would be the equal of a deacon in our church. And here they're supposed to be holy too. And they pass this human being right by. And then there's a Samaritan comes along, and a Samaritan is not part of the Jewish tribes. In fact, he's an enemy of the Jewish. The Israelis and the Samaritans disliked each other tremendously. You could even use the word hate. And Jesus is using this enemy to make a point. And the Samaritan comes by and he sees this human being half dead in the street. And he bandages him, picks him up, takes him to an inn, cares for him, pays for his expenses, and goes on. And Jesus says to the Bible scholar, now, who there was the one who loved his neighbor? And the scholar has to say, oh, was the Samaritan. He doesn't even want to say the word. It was the man who cared for the half-dead victim. And Jesus makes his point. Jesus is reinterpreting the old scriptures. Jesus is saying, your neighbor is being redefined. It is not a member of your family or your clan. Your neighbor is every other human being on earth. Every other human being. And you are to love those other human beings. And what does it mean to love those other human beings? It means that you have to have compassion, feeling for them, feel that they are real human beings. You have to have a compassion that if they have needs, you selflessly go out of yourself and take care of that other human being's needs. Jesus is exploding the concept of our obligations to each other. Neighbor is explosively redefined to mean everybody else on earth. If you belong to any family, it is the family of God. Everyone is a son or daughter of God. And Jesus says, that's your obligation. That's how you attain eternal life. To be compassionate to every single person. And so that's what a good Samaritan is. And that's what we're supposed to be. And that Samaritan is used by Jesus to explain to us what Jesus' heart and mind and soul is like. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.